Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Third and nine, pressure coming again. It's picked up. Rattler intercepted. Picked off by Nashawn Wright. Across the 40. Wright still on the move. Down the sideline. Nashawn Wright out of bounds. Near the 25 of New Orleans.
From the eye, Swift cut back.
Hops into the end zone. Chicago.
Because what happens when you start to have success running the football in one direction? Well, that defense is going to overreact, and they're going to move. They're going to press here. They're going to press here. They're going to press here, and that guy's going to stretch it and wind it back.
But they followed your recipe to a T, leaning on the ground game to punch it in for six. So it's second and goal. Menungai to the end zone, and there's his first NFL touchdown.
This is really, really good. They timed the motion up well right here. You can feel, you get a block there. But the big one, watch Drew Dahlman, the center, pull out. You know, number one is center pulling, but number two down on the goal line. A lot of times when you're down on that goal line, guys are just firing straight ahead to get penetration in it. And it's hard if you're a puller when you leave that spot. So this offensive line is really starting to get into a groove with what Ben Johnson is teaching them in the run game.
Rattler under center, fourth down and one. On the roll, Rattler throws. It's deflected and intercepted by Edmonds. Tremaine Edmonds with the pick. And Rattler with his third interception thrown today. The Bears take it away. Up 12 in the fourth.
Well, I tell you, this is a great job by this Bears defense because they've got everything covered. You're going to take a flat route here. You're bringing a wide receiver down the field this way. That's covered. And then you're trying to find your tight end coming back into the middle of the field. Jack Skoll right there. There's four defenders. A great job by the Bears. They had everything covered. There was nowhere for Spencer Rattler to go.
Dennis Allen, yeah, he's fired up. This will end the Saints' eight-game winning streak against the Chicago Bears. As Caleb Williams takes a knee, and the Bears, for the second straight season, are going to start 4-2 in a season, and that's where you probably temper your enthusiasm a little bit if you're a Bears fan, because you saw it last year. Look ahead, though, and there are some winnable opportunities coming up.
Listen, if you don't feel like tempering your enthusiasm, then don't. The Bears have won four in a row. They are 4-2. And they've got some winnable games in front of them. Judson Richards with you on 6-7 The Score. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. Those highlights from Fox as the Bears, they have four takeaways. They rush for well over 200 yards, and they knock off the New Orleans Saints 26-14. The Bears had not beaten the Saints in their last eight tries, but this may be a different Bears team. And we are asking you, do you have to reassess your thoughts, your feelings on the 2025 Bears? The text line is open. The phone lines are open. 312-644-6767. What do you make of this 4-2 team? Do you have any feelings about what happened last year? It's hard to believe that the Bears won 4 of 6 games at any point last year, but the 2024 Bears under Matt Eberflus were also 4-2, just like this team is. And let me ask you, did you have that uh-oh moment at all on Sunday? I said under my breath, and my wife heard me, when the score became 20-14, because that felt like it was a 40-0 shellacking with how well the Bears defense was playing. But that's the problem. When you trade touchdowns for field goals, you don't set your lead as far as it could be. And then just like that, in the blink of an eye, it was like, how is this a one-score game? But when you can run the ball and continue taking it away, the Bears were able to hold on to it. 26-14, the final score. And yes, Dennis Allen gets revenge. Was it a revenge game? Well, if you heard what happened in the locker room afterwards, it absolutely was a revenge game. Why? Dennis Allen had been there. Did you know this? Dennis Allen had been in New Orleans with the Saints 15 of the last 20 years, including going back a decade from 2015. Some of that under Sean Payton, and from 2022 until the midway point of 2024. Yes, he was the head coach. So we go to the locker room. Ben Johnson, he had just one game ball.
I'm proud of you guys so much. That was a huge week for us, and the reason why we didn't handle the short week well the first go around, so much better this go around. Let me tell you something. Offense, 200 yards on the ground. Yeah! Yeah! Defense, another 4 turnovers. Holy cow. I got one game ball for right now. We'll have more tomorrow. I have one game ball right now, okay? Already talked about defense, 4 turnovers, okay? Defense, 44 yards on the ground, all right? Defense, 4 sacks. Dennis Allen, come here!
All right, so just one game ball. Just one game ball. And so throughout the week, when Ben Johnson tries to downplay the return and Dennis Allen tries to downplay the return, we get the truth afterwards, right? And listen, when we discussed Ben Johnson hiring Dennis Allen, when we said, hey, Ben Johnson obviously can put his ego aside and hire a defense coordinator that has a lot of head coaching experience, Dennis Allen is what was the head coach of the Oakland Raiders before he was the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. So when you can put your ego aside, you can find yourself some really great football coaches. And that's who Dennis Allen is. And if there was ever a time where you would know the answers to the test, it would be having a decade in a building. And if Dennis Allen didn't make the major decision, he was probably a part of the major decision about knowing that entire personnel grouping. Whether it's Spencer Rattler or any drafted players or signed free agents, prior to this offseason, there would be no better man to talk to than Dennis Allen. And so, yes, he was appreciative of the game ball, and he seems to really appreciate being a Chicago Bear.
I got a speech. Hey, listen. Sometimes the good Lord just has a freaking plan for you that you don't know about.
Yes, sir.
And sometimes you ain't good enough for somewhere else.
Preach.
That's perfectly fine.
Yes, sir.
I love being here. Yes, and I love being with this group of guys.
Yes, sir.
You guys work your damn.
Yes, sir.
But four ain't enough.
Yeah.
Four ain't enough. Who next one? Let's go to the next one.
Listen, there are a lot of areas where the Bears were not perfect on Sunday, and we can begin with the penalties. 10 penalties for 92 yards, or we can, you know, talk about the shortcomings in the red zone and trading field goals for touchdowns. But if you watch it, if you listen to what's happening in the locker room, and they're doing it a lot because they keep winning, that there is a culture being built. And you can't tell me that when these coaches ask these guys to run through a wall, they are absolutely doing it. And one of the things that I think Dennis Allen has done so well is he is getting the players that they are spending a ton of money on, especially defensively, playing at a high level. Heading into this season, the Bears had the fifth most expensive defense in all of the NFL. And one of those guys is on the IR in Jalen Johnson. But Tremaine Edmonds is playing better for Dennis Allen than he was for Matt Eberflus, and that was a guy picked for Matt Eberflus. Yesterday, I thought Montez Sweat had his best game of the season. Four tackles, two tackles for a loss, one sack, two QB hits. And then you're hearing highlights from Nashawn Wright. You know, Sean's 6'4". I mean, that's pretty tall to be playing backwards. So they are getting a lot out of guys that they need because they're injured, and they are getting a lot out of their guys they're spending a ton of money on, which is really, really important if you want to be competitive. And Tremaine Edmonds is just that much better when TJ Edwards is back in the lineup. And coordinator versus coordinator for the Bears, luckily, Dennis Allen outcoached Ben Johnson. It's why they came away victorious. Here's Ben Johnson in post.
Dennis downplayed the significance of facing his former team today, but from your perspective, what's your appreciation for four turnovers, the defense doing what it did, and Dennis's unit being part of the win?
Yeah, I mean, he certainly led the charge there. We don't win that game if they don't play that well. They just did an outstanding job, and you know, kind of felt it over the course of the week there with the two practices that we were able to get in that. Schematically, he had some really good thoughts that we're going to put some stress there on the offense. And, you know, I thought that the defense, they knew where to be. They knew what they were looking for. And it was huge.
Yeah, they knew where to be. They knew what they were looking for. And Dennis Allen put in place to be successful, and they went ahead and did it. The Bears have 15 takeaways in their last four games. They have 16 on the season, and that is the best in the NFL. The Bears, they have won four games for the first time since 2018. One of the best stats you'll hear today when it comes to Ben Johnson, what he's doing. No Bears head coach had gone 0-2 and then won four consecutive games since 1947. If you know your Bears history, you probably know who the head coach was back in 1947, and that's none other than George Halas. But back to those takeaways, Kevin Byard, he's playing inspired football. He is playing great football. Here he is on these turnovers.
Just playing with a lot of confidence. I said it before, man, the ball's been on our mind. I don't know, Al's some type of character from the Bible, something he's been prophesizing. He said before the game last night, I asked him what's the quote, he said four, and we got four again. So that's just the belief in us, being able to go get it. D.A. obviously put in a position to make those plays, but like you said, it's just special right now. I mean, I'm not going to make it seem like this has happened before. I've ever been a part of that. So we just got to keep it rolling. If that's what we need to do to win games, that's what we're going to do.
You know, the thing about if this is what we need to do to win games is, like, let's take Baltimore, for example, who the Bears have in a week. Playing opportunistic football, you can only do if you are provided the opportunity. So resting your hat or you know, hanging your hat or resting your loyals on four takeaways a game may not be the best plan. Right? The best plan is to play great defense. If they give you an opportunity, take it away. But then you'd also love to get your passing game going along with your running game. We'll talk about Caleb Williams coming up in just a little bit. Judson Richards here with you until 5 o'clock. The phone lines are open. The text line is open as well, 312-644-6767. Have you had to reassess how good you think the 2025 Bears can be? Have they shifted their identity a little bit of what you thought they may be under Ben Johnson. And we'll talk about this running game in just a minute. But a little bit more about the defense. I thought Owen Crouse was great. In post on 6M The Score about what he's seeing from this Dennis Allen defense.
To your point, Pat, this defense, man, they have been on fire. And really, they weren't stopping a run. But before T.J. Edwards and Kyler Gordon came back, they were getting still the takeaways. They're still getting.
Yes.
I mean, it's unbelievable to watch the pace that they're on. I mean, that Montez Sweat, the secondary, right? That Montez Sweat fumble. He made the secondary made him, the quarterback, Rattler, hold the ball in the pocket. Billings pushes his guy back. He's got to step up, and Montez punches it out. That must have been about 5 seconds after the snap. I mean, that's how good that secondary is covering there on second and four. So just really, as a unit, that defense right now, Dennis Allen and all his coaching staff, I mean, that along with just everything you're watching right now, to come back from that, you know, starting 0-2 and go on this run, really, really impressive run right now by the Chicago Bears and what they're accomplishing.
Yeah, and it seems like everybody on the defense is fulfilling the role. I'm talking about Kevin Byard being that senior leadership back there that he has, the senior player. That was a great shot they showed of him reading Rattler's eyes when he's pointing, you know, go left or whatever, and he sees it. He's like, I'm going to get over there and intercept the ball. But that's what a veteran does. And everybody seems like they're playing their role and they're playing to what they're supposed to be playing as. And Dennis Allen has really got this team. He seems like he knows everybody's skill set now and has them all dialed in.
That's Patrick Manley, Olin Crouse, and of course, Molly on 6-7 The Score in the postgame show. You will hear from Molly coming up in just a little bit. And Olin Crouse will join Molly and Hall at 7 o'clock. Olin will have a full chance to watch the film, break it down. Can't wait to hear his thoughts on this rushing attack. Speaking of the defense, T.J. Edwards will join Molly and Hall at 8 o'clock. And then from the Tribune, Brad Biggs perhaps will have some information, although maybe a little early, about Tyreek Stevenson, who left the game with a shoulder. And Cole Kmet also left the game with a back injury as well. So hopefully not serious, but certainly a couple of important names left this game with an injury. Okay, let's talk about that running game now. DeAndre Swift, believe it or not, his last 33 carries over his last two games, he is averaging 7.1 yards per carry. Swift, 19 carries, 124 yards, a touchdown. And how about the seventh rounder out of Rutgers, Kyle Manongai, 13 carries, 81 yards, 6.2 yards per carry average, and his first NFL touchdown. The Bears carry it 40 times for 222 yards. That is a 5.6 yards per carry average. When Ben Johnson says, yeah, we need to get that figured out over the bye week. No. They went ahead and they figured it out. And they really have rushed their way to victory over these last two games. They did it against the Commanders to go ahead and seal it. And the passing game was not prolific today, and you felt like, all right, if we just need to run this ball, whether it's touchdowns or whether to run out the clock, you know, the Bears had 20 points at the half, only had two field goals the rest of the way. But when you run it, you can kind of, you know, strangle a team to victory, take care of it, win the clock battle, and that's what they did. What do you make of this team? 312-644-6767. Here's DeAndre Swift after the game.
What's been the biggest difference for the running game being so effective now?
I would say we clicking up front, and then the receivers are doing a great job on the perimeter. Heads off to them guys up front, the receivers. I can't say that enough. And then if they do their jobs up front, we get a little bit of space as the backs and everybody in our room. We're going to make something happen after that. So I just feel like we've been doing a better job this week and past week, just clicking on all cylinders on our jobs.
Yeah, whoever thought that this running back room wouldn't be good enough, I'd probably raise my hand and say, yeah, I don't know if DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai and Roschon Johnson is the prolific rushing attack or running backs that you think is going to lead you to a successful season. Early on in the year, it looked like that may be right as of now. And it's not just all about DeAndre. In fact, it may be more about the offensive line and what they're doing. But Swift and Manungai the last couple of weeks have certainly been better. But Darnell Wright returning, clear as day, that right tackle, and maybe it's because he's next to Jonah Jackson or, you know, the mix of Joe Tooney in there and Drew Dahlman and the group of five, but Darnell Wright's return and Theo Benedict in for Braxton Jones at the left tackle position, it feels like it is a big reason why this rushing attack has changed. And Olin Crouse said it in the postgame show, he said it a couple times, that one of the reasons why their run schemes look
or is working as well as they do is because of the passing game. I know that it wasn't there today or yesterday, but the defense was still having to set up and prepare for Roma Dunze or DJ Moore or Colson Loveland or whoever it is down the line who those mouths to feed. And by the way, the season that Caleb Williams has had. Let's hear from Patrick Manley in postgame on that run game.
Real quick, you know what's nice? Is that we have an offensive genius as a head coach, right, who loves right. the run game.
Right.
Who's committed right. to the run game, dressing up the run game, making sure the run game works. I mean, this is a nice thing to be talking about. To talk about, you know, the intricacies of a run game compared to a pass game, and that's how you had to win today. Caleb didn't have his greatest game, but they still dominated. They dominated the line of scrimmage, and a lot of credit goes to Ben Johnson and his offensive staff of dialing up a run game to dominate and win a game.
Yeah, and that's what Ben did in Detroit, right?
Yes.
When he had the number
yeah.
one offensive line yes. in the league, and he had two really good running backs. But I do want us to make this point. The last 2 weeks, the running game is working, is sound, because of the threat of Caleb and the passing
yeah.
game. And they're not great, but just the play calls. Coming in from the sideline, you see a lot of light boxes. Like, oh, that means you have a guy to block everybody, Pat, right? And when you're watching mm-hmm. the game, you're thinking, man, that is a favorable look for a run play, right? And the fact that Ben would call anything at any time, and Caleb has the arm, and Roma Dunze and DJ Moore and those guys can threaten you down the field. The fact that you have that threat, even though it doesn't look like they did great today and the yardages don't look great, the threat of it and the play call from the sideline allows you to run the ball.
So that is, in a sense, complimentary football, right? It may have been more of a compliment from what you did in previous games because it wasn't great today or yesterday in that game, but it still worked out for the Bears. Now let's talk about that passing game on the other side. What did you make of the game that Caleb Williams had? 312-644-6767. The text is open. Phone lines are open as well. What did Caleb Williams make of the game that he had? We'll hear from him next on 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
From the eye, Swift, cut back, hops into the end zone, touchdown Chicago.
Because what happens when you start to have success running the football in one direction? Well, that defense is going to overreact, and they're going to move. They're going to press here. They're going to press here. They're going to press here, and that guy's going to stretch it and wind it back.
But they followed your recipe to a T, leaning on the ground game to punch it in for six.
It's a Victory Monday on 670 The Score. Judson Richards along with you for about another 30 minutes. The phone lines are open. We're going to get into this passing game now. What did you make of the game that Caleb Williams had? 312-644-6767. Also with the Bears winning four in a row, standing at 4-2. Now what, tied for second place in the NFC North? Have you had to revisit what you make of the 2025 Bears and how far you think they can go this season? 312-644-6767. You are listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank. And great clips. We are loaded throughout the day on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz at 7 o'clock. TJ Edwards at 8 o'clock. Brad Biggs at 9 o'clock, all with Mully and Haw. Then Raheemy Harris and Grody will take over at 10. Anthony Heron at 11 o'clock. Dan Wiederer, 1 p.m. Spiegel and Holmes coming your way this afternoon. Hall of Famer Kurt Warner at 3 o'clock. And then Jason Leisure at 4 o'clock. Looking forward to hear what Kurt has to say about the game that Caleb Williams had. In fact, a lot of times when I think Caleb didn't play well, Kurt Warner may tell me that he did play well. So that'll always be some good food for thought there. I thought that this was Caleb Williams' worst game of the season, if I'm being honest. I am one of those who I try to apply patience when watching Caleb. I do remember that last year, at the end of the season, his head coach was also at one point his offensive coordinator, and before that, his passing game coordinator, right? Like, he's had a number of coaches already. It is the most difficult position in sports. It is drastically different than how Lincoln Riley asked him to play in USC and at Oklahoma. So I try to apply all of that when watching Caleb Williams play. And by the way, I also recognize why he went number one overall and the gifts that he has. But I do watch him through a lens of franchise quarterback expectations. And so when I watch through that lens, it's very easy for me to say I think this was his worst game of the season because he just did not look ready to play from the jump. Right? Like, I'm not expecting greatness every Sunday, especially with how new he is to the Ben Johnson offense. But I'm expecting a hell of a lot more than I got against the Saints. Like, the details matter when you're the franchise quarterback. Like, you set the expectations. You set the tone of the game. You actually set the tone because you are the one who speaks in the huddle. So when you can't handle a snap within the early on in the first quarter, and then the exchange again at the goal line, this should have been a 31-0 blowout midway through the second quarter if the offense was doing anything early on. And I felt like Caleb Williams very much set the tone with this passing game. And it's no surprise that he was 15 of 26 for 172 yards and one interception, no touchdowns. I'm not looking for 300 yards a game, four touchdowns, no interceptions. I'm looking for the details to be better. But he was picked up by his run game, 40 carries for 222 yards. And he was absolutely this entire team or this entire offense, because I didn't think Roma Dunze had a very good game either. And then DJ Moore looks banged up to me. And Cole Kmet went out with an injury. But this was, again, this was the Dennis Allen revenge game, and he got every ounce of it with 44 total rushing yards the New Orleans Saints ended the game with and four takeaways. Let's hear from Ben Johnson in postgame. Here's what Ben Johnson said about his passing game.
than before seeing the tape. How do you sense that Caleb played just from experiencing it out there today?
Yeah, hard to say off the cuff. You know, you just go off the numbers and you know, we, like I said, we weren't efficient enough in the passing game. So we'll see why that was.
I look forward to hearing from Ben Johnson today. Let's hear from Caleb Williams on he acknowledged having a bad game, but he says days like these, you have to have these.
How do you handle the progress being kind of up and down?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's be linear and just progressively steps forward. How do you deal with step forward, step back?
Yep.
Today.
Yeah, days like today, I would say are needed, just in the sense of it. You know, it gives you a little bit more to be able to look back on something and figure out what, and so that's important. And so you have these moments, and then you get later in the season, and you know you may start to have one of these moments, and you get to go back to the feeling, go back to you know what was wrong, and you know what you need to figure out early in the season. And so now, you know, when we're late in the season, it's like, okay, I remember what it was. I remember, you know, how can I fix it? It's more of a solution-based, you know, thing instead of it being like, you know, what's the issue? And so right now we're going to go back. I'm going to go look at the film. I'm going to figure out, and I am going to figure this out, especially with, you know, some of these explosive plays, some of these, you know, mainly talking about the on-the-run stuff. And I haven't been efficient with those. I haven't been hitting them, and it's frustrating. We're going to figure this out. I'm going to figure it out. When we start hitting on those cylinders where we start having some of these explosive plays, especially, you know, when the play breaks and it turns into our second play, it's going to be, real devastating to the other side. So we're going to figure it out. I'm going to figure it out. And then other than that, it just comes down to the basics, feet, eyes, delivering a good ball to the guys. And then it comes down to, like I said before, communication and make sure everybody's on the same page. And, you know, we're rolling off the ball.
That was Caleb Williams on the game that he had. What did you make of the game that Caleb Williams had? 312-644-6767. Judson Richards along with you for another 30 minutes. What did you make of this Bears team who is now 4-2? They are right in the mix in the NFC North and have a real good shot these next three games to continue their winning streak. They've got the 1-5 Ravens in a week, the 3-4 Bengals in 2 weeks, and the 2-5 Jets in 3 weeks. But, you know, back to Caleb Williams. I appreciate his accountability. I appreciate him just acknowledging, saying that he had a bad game. But I know he's accountable. Like, I know he's going to say that. I don't really care about how he handles himself at the podium anymore because I know how good he is at the podium. I want him to show up and be ready to go like a franchise quarterback. Now, do I think that this is a real concern about the game that he had or that we should, you know, be having draft conversations about what quarterbacks are available? Absolutely not. I am still very much a believer in Caleb Williams. But a game like today, or like yesterday, I felt like he looked much younger than he should in the way that he showed up. It looked like a short week bothered him of them having a Monday night game. He looked ill-prepared. And I don't necessarily even mean mentally, but just physically. Like, absorb and catch the shotgun snap that was thrown to you. The details matter when you are the expected franchise quarterback. Because we can talk about how good this Bears team can be. I tell you, with Lamar Jackson, what the Ravens, what they expect to be, who they expect to be, you better have your passing game going a week from now. I think the Ravens are going to show up. The defense for the Ravens, worse than the NFL, allowing 32 points a game. We'll go and show them and remind them that they allow 32 points a game. Because as much as this year feels different than last year, I know a lot of you probably felt like I did when that game became 20-14. You're like, how did a blowout become a one-score game so quickly? Like that uh-oh moment that you had against the Raiders, like, oh man, I've read this book before. They're just going to kick a field goal, win it. And then they didn't, right? Like you're getting more of this is a competent football team. And maybe I don't have to feel terrified late in the fourth quarter. But if you want to continue to grow and get better and win games, because the Bears as of now do not have a victory against a team that has a current record over 500. Dallas Cowboys are 3-3-1. Washington Commanders are 3-4. So if you want to beat a team that's got a plus 500 record, your passing game is going to need to complement your running game. And not just by way of threat, because you've done it well at times throughout the season, but actually get it done. And that starts with your quarterback. Here's Caleb Williams on winning a game despite not playing well.
In your life, high school, college, pros, have you ever had a game like this where you weren't particularly prolific and your team still won?
I can't necessarily off the top of my head name the game, but yeah, there's been games where, you know, I may not have had my best game, and you know, maybe ran the ball. I think there was a game where we ran the ball for around 200 yards and I had 100 something yards passing and maybe one touchdown, and you know, you're just as excited. I mean the progress that we've had overall on offense, especially you know, coming off these past 2 weeks of being able to run the damn ball, as every offensive line wants to do and says. And so there are things that I can be better at. There are things that I'm going to be better at. There are things that you know, that you know, weren't hitting today. And you know, you just have those days sometime. And it's nice that we have a defense, we have a special teams, a punter, or whatever you want to say, kicker, that can put us ahead, that can help us win games, a run game that can, you know, control the game. And so, you know, we get this figured out on my side. We'll be putting up a lot of points to be very dangerous.
I think we can do two things. I think we could be patient with Caleb Williams, recognizing he is in a new offense and really somewhat new to playing the style that Ben Johnson is asking him to play. And that is very much on time, in rhythm, in the pocket, right? Be a point guard when he needs to be point guard. And then the few times he's supposed to be Superman, go be Superman. There was a lot of him running, you know, figure eights. There was a lot of spinning of Caleb Williams where he's doing that thing in the pocket where it's like, it's impressive that he's dodging people, but he's not really going anywhere. So we can be patient, but at the same time, expect him to look prepared and be detail oriented and be ready to go from the jump. The New Orleans Saints had allowed back-to-back opening drive touchdowns against their opponents in their last four games. And the Bears virtually went three and out. They ran three plays for 6 yards to begin the game. It was bad. It was really bad. But we got to remind ourselves, who said this? Someone says it's not, was that a caller who said it's not the Chicago Calebs, it's the Chicago Bears? The voice of reason, Kyle Long on CBS Sports after the Bears' victory.
And I do as well. And they got their head coach hiring correct with Ben Johnson. And we've seen it with Dennis Allen as well on the defensive side of the ball. And you know what? I know that there are Bears fans out there that are crazy about this football team. And I'll tell you who is. I was somebody that was part of the 2018 Bears team where we had Mitchell Trubisky as the quarterback, who was a highly drafted player. And there was a lot of buzz around him. And Matt Nagy came in with Mitch Trubisky. And I watched the way that that young quarterback was able to take his game to the next level. But the great thing about coaches like this, they don't put all of the onus on their quarterback. It's not just up to Caleb Williams to drop back and throw 52 times, get sacked 8 times, maybe throw 3 touchdowns and have 2 interceptions. No, 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 no. This is a football team that you're watching in Chicago.
So perhaps we need to just not panic this moment in time about the quarterback and really look more at how it's not asking whoever is under center to be spectacular and that you have other things, other facets of the game. I don't know if I've mentioned Jake Moody's name in the last 4.5 hours, and I think he's the first Bears kicker to kick 8 field goals in his first 2 games. I believe that is a record. Like, you talk about, I mean, you got a 7th-rounder Kyle Manung guy running the ball like he was. So maybe it just doesn't have to be your quarterback to be perfect, and you can still win some football games. One more from Kyle Long. They're playing just the way their head coach wants them to.
When I spoke to Ben Johnson during training camp, right before they went and played the Minnesota Vikings and the Detroit Lions, he said to me in a hallway, we were by ourselves, and I was like, what kind of football team do you have? And he goes, I'll have more for you after the first 4 weeks, but I can promise you this. We are going to fly around. Dennis Allen's got the defense right, and we're going to be physical up front. The way they put teams away has been just that. It's been right behind their best players. You saw Darnell Wright get out there last week, block two guys to seal the football game on a pin-pull toss. This week, DeAndre Swift running between the tackles, okay? Double teams are the flavor of the month right now for the Chicago Bears. They can run it, they can throw it, and like I said about Caleb Williams, when it becomes time for crunch time, this young man has delivered.
All right, so that was Kyle Long on CBS Sports, and when I heard that clip, remember during training camp, the Bears had reportedly the most physical day that has ever existed in ever any NFL training camp. Remember that physical day that was just so widely reported of, as any beat writer had never seen anything like that, where it almost sounded a little absurd about how, you know, what was made of it. Well, we're kind of watching it, right? I mean, we're watching this team, especially this defense, and really the offensive line as well. Like, I don't know if we saw this team in the trenches look as good as they looked yesterday and maybe over the last four games. But Ben Johnson, he is not just this new school. He's not Mike McDaniel, if I'm being honest. He is someone that kind of blends old school with new school. And the new school wasn't working yesterday. And the old school took over. And the ground and pound and the turnovers is what got it done. And it's what got the Bears to 4-2. It is hard to believe any point last year they were they won four of six games with a 10-game losing streak, but they were 4-2 last year and 4-2 this year. There's something that is very similar about these two teams. I'll tell you what it is. Come on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up next?
We're back with more Judson Richards on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Everybody out of here! Everybody out of here! Go, 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 go. Ah. better bet.
You better bet.
Never let it rain.
Never let it rain.
You get better.
You get better.
Better get better.
You better get better.
Bears on three. 1, 2, 3.
All right, not a bad way to start your Monday, a victory Monday on 6-7 The Score. The Bears knock off the New Orleans Saints. First time they beat the Saints in their last 9 tries. The Bears win 26-14. And again, now on a 4-game winning streak, 4-2, very much in the mix in the NFC North and very much in the mix in the NFC and in the NFL. There's not a lot of great teams. In fact, some of the teams that you thought could be great or would be great, art, like the Baltimore Ravens, who the Bears have next weekend, as the Baltimore Ravens are 1-5 on the season, but they are getting Lamar Jackson back. But the Baltimore Ravens do allow 32 points a game defensively. That is the worst in the NFL. And we are all over your Bears victory Monday. Coming up today on The Score, Olin Kreutz at 7 o'clock with Mullen Haw. TJ Edwards, gosh, this defense, I mean, they were good. They've looked so good since T.J. Edwards has been back, including Tremaine Edmonds and the way that those two play together. Tremaine, T.J. Edwards at 8 o'clock, Brad Biggs at 9 o'clock with Mullen Haw. Then Raheem Harrison, Grody, Anthony Herron will join them at 11 o'clock. Dan Weeder at 1 p.m. Spiegelman Holmes in your afternoon. Hall of Famer Kurt Warner will break down the quarterback play and other football talk at 3 o'clock. Jason Leisure of the Chicago Sun-Times at 4 o'clock. The Bears were 4-2 last year. The Bears are 4-2 this year. How should that make us feel? Well, I can tell you this. There's one similarity, and both of those teams were embarrassed at one point over the course of their season, right? The Chicago Bears last year, the Hail Mary game, the Fail Mary. Specifically, Tyree Stevenson got it the worst, but overall, just from a team standpoint, the way Matt Eberflus handled it, just the loss in general was an embarrassment that they could not bounce back from. This Bears team lost 52-21 to the Detroit Lions. They were embarrassed in week 2. Ben Johnson was embarrassed as a head coach, returning to the place that he had so much success. So both of those teams have felt it. Both of those teams handled it a little bit differently, I would say so. And I think it tells you a lot about the coaching staff. And I also think it tells you a lot about the players on this team, right? Last year was a house of cards the way that they crumbled. This is somewhat, in fact, very much a similar team overall. And if you look at the way Tyreek Stevenson has bounced back, and let's hope he's not too injured with that shoulder injury. But Tyreek specifically is a great example about turning the page and how you react to something. And so I doubt Ben Johnson would call it a blessing in disguise, the loss that they had to the Detroit Lions. But it allowed him the opportunity to call them out publicly and say, we do not have, what was the phrase he used? Our practice habits, we do not have championship caliber practice habits, which is kind of a duh comment to make when you just got hammered, when you got your doors blown off like the Detroit Lions did to them. But it allowed them to be humbled, and perhaps it allowed Ben Johnson to get more out of his team. It's not a surprise to me that they have played their best game of the year the week after they got embarrassed, because I think the coaching is great. I think the roster is good and the coaching is great so far. But if your coaching is great, your roster can improve. Like Theo Benedict, like watching what Kyle Manungai did on Sunday, you feel like at least my opinions on the roster is changing a little bit in front of our eyes. And good coaching, like Al Harris, can do that. Good coaching, like Antoine Randall-El and Eric Bieniemy, can do that. And I think we're watching it. But both of these teams got embarrassed. One responded drastically different. And so do I think the Bears are going to go on to win 12 games this year? Certainly not convinced of that. Do they have a chance to be in every game with the way that they're playing right now? Absolutely they do. Especially their next 3 against the Ravens, the Bengals, and then the New York Giants. Let's hear from Kevin Byard on this 4-game winning streak, who has a ton to do with it.
4 wins in a row, it hasn't happened here in quite a while. Can you just talk about the feeling in here, what you guys are doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great feeling.
like I said, I don't think any of us is satisfied with the four wins. We know as a team that we're not playing our best football. You know what I mean? Like 10 penalties is too many penalties. Those two drives, one at the end of the half and then one right after the half, that's unacceptable for us on defense. But just the resiliency to be able to battle back and kind of stay poised within those moments in the battle back and obviously not let them score again is huge for us. But we're just scratching the surface. There's a lot of things to clean up. But like I said, we're finding ways to win games.
It's pretty remarkable that they're 4-2 and have won four in a row with how they've looked at times. 10 penalties for 92 yards. But again, the magic elixir is takeaways. That's really 15 takeaways in four games. I mean, that is exceptional. Here's Caleb Williams on the difference of last year's 4-2 team and being 4-2 this year.
I would say it's similar in a way, obviously, just because you're 4-2 and, you know, you got things rolling. But I think at this moment, I think what I said recently or just a minute ago is the living in the known of, you know, if we do the right things throughout the week, if we practice the right ways, if we, you know, if we do enough studying, if we watch enough film, if we do all the right things, we got the coaches, we got the players, we got the belief. In each other, coaches, everybody inside that building, that we will, you know, come out with a win. And, you know, I think that's the difference.
You know that feeling when you're on the couch or maybe you're at Soldier Field and you see something start to happen and you say, oh, boy, here we go again. Uh-oh, here we go again. Well, guess what? Players and coaches have that same feeling because you've probably felt it before. The uh-oh, here we go again. You've probably felt that change a little bit, right? Maybe against the Raiders. I know it all came, you know, back like a, you know, like a punch to the face with the loss to the Minnesota Vikings. The uh-oh, here we go again. And then with what happened to Detroit. But you have watched this team change their habits and change the way that they look at the game and the way that they react to things. And they are a team that when you have those uh-oh moments, you haven't really seen them blink. Now, the question is, as we talk about how really amazing it is that they've won with the amount of penalties that they have, and even yesterday with how bad they were in the red zone, to feel like they were up 40-0, and then a blink of an eye, it was a 20-14 one-possession game. The question is, when you look at the ceiling of this team and where you think they can be, you're not going to beat good to great teams with the way that they're playing right now. What's most impressive is they are learning on the job, especially number 18, but they are learning on the job and still grabbing victories. And so if Caleb Williams, or as Ben Johnson says, they're going to play their best football in December, well, if you can keep winning along the way until you are playing your best football, then you can feel pretty good about the ceiling of this team. So you look at what they've done, you go, it's pretty good, but not good enough. How quickly can they get to the cleaning up the not good enough? That's what we'll be watching for. And this Baltimore Ravens matchup is pretty fascinating, with Lamar Jackson being out with the hamstring injury and coming back, and the Ravens, with the expectations, a lot of people had them either be in the Super Bowl or to win a Super Bowl. Lamar Jackson, a two-time MVP. Like, this will be considered maybe their most impressive win. But on the flip side of that, the Ravens are 1-5. A strange place to be. You got the Cincinnati Bengals. They don't have Joe Flacco. How about that? Trading your week one starter in division? What are you doing, Cleveland Browns? But Joe Flacco, the Cincinnati Bengals, and then Jackson Dart with the New York Giants. Three very winnable games for the Bears, who are now 4-2. That will do it for me, Judson Richards. Grant Leader, great job by you. Again, Moley and Haw coming up. The Moley and Haw pregame show with Dustin coming your way shortly. Olin Kreutz at 7 o'clock. TJ Edwards, what a game by him at 8 o'clock. And then Brad Biggs at 9 o'clock to just get us started on 6-7 The Score. That will do it for me. The Bears beat the Saints 26-14 to improve to 4-2. Have a wonderful rest of the day, everybody.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/arrow. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.